Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechas Vachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah we're going to learn B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Reziv Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. And then we go back to discussing Machshava of Chutzah Zmanoi, Chutzah Kaimai. Remember, Machshava Chutzah Zmanoi is Mefagel or Karbon. It turns into piggle. That's when a person doing that Avodah had in mind that he's going to either eat some of the meat or be Makter the Emurim outside the proper time that they're allowed to be done in. And we had said that this passes the Karbon. And if somebody eats its meat, he's Chayv Kares, whereas Machshava Chutzah Kaimai is via the thought process regarding eating the carbon or being makderit, that he's going to do that outside of its proper place, and this passes the carbon. But if somebody eats from this meat, he's not chayv kari. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, if somebody shechs a carbon and he has improper thought of chutzos man or chutzom kaimai regarding eating something of the carbon that's not supposed to be eaten, such as emurim that are supposed to be burned, or ul haktar davar she'in darkei lahaktir, his improper thought was regarding the haktara, but it was about something that he's not supposed to be makder, such as the basar, he's supposed to eat it, not be makderit. So kosher, the carbon's kosher, because even though he had an improper thought, it wasn't about anything relevant. Thinking that you're going to burn the meat in the wrong place or time, or thinking that you're going to eat the emurim in the wrong place or time is not relevant, because you're not supposed to burn the meat and you're not supposed to eat the emurim. However, Blazer Paisel, Reb Blazer Pasels, Pun and Paskin like Reb Blazer. Moving on, we have more cases. Let's say he had an improper thought, Lechol Dar Shadarka Lechol, Lachter Dar Shadarka Lachter, that he's going to eat something that he's supposed to be eating, or he's going to be makter something that's supposed to be makter, and he had a thought again of Chutzos Manai or Chutzlam Kaimai, but it was regarding Pachos Mikizayas, that he was going to do this to less than a kezias of meat. Kosher, the korban's kosher, because we know that the minimum amount is a kezias. And furthermore, let's say his improper thought was regarding lechol kechatzi zayas ulahakter kechatzi zayas, regarding eating half a kezias and being makter half a kezias, here also kosher, the korban's still kosher, she'en achila v'haktara mitzdarfin, because the improper thought regarding eating and regarding haktara are not mitzdarf, and since he had improper thought only regarding half of a shear, we don't combine those two half shearim, so the korban is still kosher. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet with more examples of this. Hashachet zevach, so we shechso korban, lechol kezias min ar, with intention that he's going to eat a kezias from the hide, or min haroitev, from the juice or the gravy of the carbon, or min akipa, from that which is at the bottom of the pot. Very often little pieces of meat and spices and little things fall to the bottom of the pot, and he had an improper thought regarding eating that. Or min ha'olol, from the pieces of meat that gets stuck to the hide when it gets flayed from the carbon, or min atzamos, that he's going to eat from the bones, or min agidim, from the sinews, min atlafayim, from the hooves, min akarnayim, from the horns. And the thought was, chutzlam zmanay, chutzlam kaimay, not in the proper time or not in the proper place, kosher. The carbon's perfectly kosher. And again, that's because none of these things are normal to be eaten or to be burned, and therefore it doesn't pass to the carbon. Now here we add another layer onto this. There's no chiv of pigol. So if his thought was chutz l'zmanoi and he ate a kezias of one of these things, so he's not going to be chayav kares. Also, v'noisar, there's no problem with noisar. We know that every single carbon has a time limit that it's allowed to be eaten in for one day or for 2 days, and after that, any meat which is left over is called noisar, and it has to be burned. And here also, with one of these things that we just mentioned, there's no issue of noisar. And lastly, v'tamei, we know that a person who's tamei is not allowed to eat kachim, but if he's tamei and he ate one of these things, he's not chayiv, because again, these are not considered meat, it's not a normal thing to eat, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv for this either. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hay and Vav, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.